an orbital perspective on the starvation, stripping, and quenching of satellite galaxies in the Eagle simulations, by Ruby J. Wright et al. Using the Eagle suite of simulations, we demonstrate that both cold gas stripping and starvation of gas inflow play an important role in quenching satellite galaxies across a range of stellar and halo masses, MSTAR and M200. By quantifying the balance between gas inflows, outflows, and star formation rates, we show that even at Z equals 2, only approximately equals 30% of satellite galaxies are able to maintain equilibrium or grow their reservoir of cool gas, compared to approximately equals 50% of central galaxies at this redshift. We find that the number of orbits completed by a satellite is a very good predictor of its quenching, even more so than the time since infall. On average, we show that intermediate mass satellites with MSTAR between 10 to the power of 9 MSN minus 10 to the power of 10 MSN will be quenched at first pericenter in massive group environments, M200 greater than 10 to the power of 13.5 MSN, and will be quenched at second pericenter in less massive group environments, M20,000 and 10 to the power of 10 MSN, experience longer depletion time scales, being quenched between first and second pericenters in massive groups, while in smaller group environments, just approximately equals 30% will be quenched even after two orbits. Our results suggest that while starvation alone may be enough to slowly quench satellite galaxies, direct gas stripping, particularly at pericenters, is required to produce the short quenching timescales exhibited in the simulation. This was an orbital perspective on the starvation, stripping, and quenching of satellite galaxies in the Eagle simulations, by Ruby J. Wright et al.